The Road to Reformation. In observation of the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation, we are presenting a brief survey of the life of Martin Luther. The series continues with major events in the life of the Reformer that took place after 1517. 1527, a challenging year. Historical events do not take place in a vacuum. Famous people are human, and as human, their lives are complicated. What they say and do is often influenced a great deal by their circumstances. Martin Luther is no exception. In 1527, Luther turned 43 years old. It had been 10 years since the posting of the 95 Theses. He had weathered many political and theological storms. He was living with his wife of 2 years, Katharina, and their young son, Hans. Luther was preaching and teaching at the University of Wittenberg. He had developed a large following of those who agreed with him in doctrinal matters. However, many challenges yet remained. In some ways, 1527 was his most difficult year yet. Physical health. Luther had long been afflicted by poor health, particularly digestive problems. New health concerns arose in 1527. While preaching a sermon on April 22nd, he suffered a dizzy spell and had to stop. A few months later, on July 6, he experienced a roaring in his left ear that led to an intense illness that caused him to feel his death was near. Similar attacks occurred intermittently throughout the year. He confided to Melanchthon, quote, "I spent more time than a week in death and hell. My entire body was in pain, and I still tremble." End of quote. Modern doctors believe Luther suffered from Meniere's disease, a chronic inflammatory disease of the middle ear that can cause fatigue, vertigo, anxiety, and depression. To make matters worse, the bubonic plague struck Wittenberg on August 2nd. Many evacuated, but Luther and his family felt it was their duty to stay and care for the sick. Their home became a hospital. Within a few weeks, 18 had died, including several close to Luther. Luther's son Hans contracted the disease, the plague, but survived. Katharina was pregnant at the time, later delivering their daughter Elizabeth on December 10th. Elizabeth was a sickly child and died within a year. Some feel Katharina's exposure to the plague was a contributing factor in Elizabeth's death. Perhaps to come to grips with his own decision to stay in Wittenberg, Luther published an essay entitled, "Whether One May Flee from a Deadly Plague." It is worth a read. Mental health. Perhaps of greater significance was the ongoing depression that Luther faced. These bouts were a familiar nemesis that went back to his monastery days. His depression included profound loneliness, doubt, and despair that he called Anfechtung, and assault made by the devil against the hope of the gospel. He did not lash out at God, however, for allowing such pain, but rather warned Christians to be on guard against Satan. Quote, "It is the devil who stirs up such abhorrence, fear, and loathing in his heart, and takes delight in making us deathly afraid, worried, and apprehensive. End of quote. By turning to Scripture, Luther was able not only to endure trials, but also to thank God for using them to strengthen his faith. One Christian who has been tried is worth 100 who have not been tried, for the blessing of God grows in trials. Quote from Luther. A mighty fortress. Luther was able to use the lessons of his own trials to write a hymn to comfort others in theirs. A mighty fortress is our God, as a hymn was most likely penned in 1527. Although often referred to as the battle hymn of the Reformation, it was written at a time when the doctrinal enemies Luther faced were primarily other Protestants, whose teachings threatened the truth of God's Word. Knowing the personal trials that Luther experienced in 1527 may give one a new appreciation for this hymn based on Psalm 46. Joe Lau is our author, a professor at Emmanuel Lutheran College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.